This is Jazz Made in Australia, an hour of Australian jazz brought to you across the nation by the Community Radio Network. I'm Philip James. We're going to kick off today's show with a track from the brand new album by four Perth musicians. Singer Alira Wilson, pianist Harry Mitchell, Carl Florissant on the bass and Ben Vandeval on drums. The album is a collection of covers of Paul Simon songs called I Am Like the Rain, and we're going to hear a great version of the only number one hit Paul Simon ever had, believe it or not, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
The problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued, but I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, drag, make a new plan, stand. You don't need to be caught. Because you don't need to discuss much. Drop off the healing and get yourself free. It grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? I believe that in the morning you'll begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right about the 50 ways. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, jack, make a new plan, stand. You don't need to be corduroy, get yourself free. Hop on the bus, but you don't need to discuss much. Drop off the killing and get yourself free. Slip out the back, yeah. Or make a new plan instead. Don't need to be cold, boy. Get yourself free. Thank you.
50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, Lyra Wilson there, off her new album, I Am Like the Rain. We're going to hear another pop song cover now. Melbourne pianist Adam Rudier describes himself as an existential jazz detective. I take that as meaning he is forever curious, looking for and expanding on the meaning of jazz. And to that end, he has recorded two albums of the music of David Bowie, who I have discovered loved jazz. Interesting. This is Golden Years from the first of his two Bowie albums, released in 2015.
Thank you.
Adam Rudgear on the piano, Adam Spiegel on bass, and Tom Mitchell on the drums. The piece was Golden Years from the album The Bowie Project. The piano accordion is a much maligned instrument, and many of the nice things that are said about it usually relate to the man who sort of resurrected the instrument from obscurity, Astor Piazzolla. We're going to hear two pieces now that feature the piano accordion prominently. The first is from Joe Kendamo. He was quite proficient at playing the accordion long before he started playing the piano. Here is Magna de Carnaval from his 2001 album, Paradiso, the joy of film music.
Thank you.
Mania de Carnaval, the theme from the 1959 movie called Black Orpheus. Joe Condamo played the accordion, Jeff Hughes guitar, Nigel McLean violin, David Beck drums, Matt Closey bass, and Alex Pertu the percussion. From Joe Condamo's album called Paradiso, the joy of film music. As promised, we're going to hear another piece featuring the accordion now, and the player is Emily Rose Sarkova. She features on Chris Cody's album called Astrolab, a suite of music, inspired by a scientific voyage made by two French frigates in the late 18th century. Actually, the two of them, after exploring all over the Pacific, arrived in Australia just 3 days after the English First Fleet on January the 24th, 1888. This is Esperance, Chris Cody. How beautiful was that? That was a piece called Esperance from Chris Cody's album called Astrolabe, which is the name of one of the two French frigates that arrived in Australia in 1788, not 1888, as I told you earlier. The players on that track were, in addition to Chris Cody on the piano, Tom Evgenikis on trumpet, Paul Cutland on saxophone, James Greening trombone, Susie Bishop on the violin, Emily Rose Sarkova was the accordion player, Lloyd Swanton bass, and Fabian Javier on percussion. You're listening to Jazz Made in Australia with me, Philip James. Reed players Tony Gorman and Sandy Evans formed Clarion Fracture Zone soon after arriving in Australia from Scotland in 1988. There I go again, 1988. Alistair Spence was the foundation pianist. They've had a couple of rhythm sections, but settled on Lloyd Swanton on bass and Toby Hall on the drums. In 2001, they combined with the Martinitsa Choir from Ultimo in Sydney to record an album called Canticle. This is a track called Kogota Obicha Dushdami, Clarion Fracture Zone. Go, From the 2002 album Canticle, that was the Clarion Fracture Zone with the Martinitsa Choir, the piece called Kubota Obicha Dushtami. In 2014, Mike Nock wrote a six-piece suite to acknowledge his appreciation for the Sydney Improvised Music Association, otherwise known as SEMA. We're going to hear one of the pieces now, played by the Mike Nock Octet. It's called Parasympathetic Rebound. Thank you. A piece called Parasympathetic Rebound from the Mike Nock Octet. Mike Nock on piano, Phil Slater trumpet, Brett Hurst bass, Peter Farah alto sax, Carl Laskowski on tenor sax, James Warples on drums, James Greening trombone and Carl Morgan on guitar. The album Do True fulfilled a dream for Robert Burke to record in New York City. He worked with New York pianist Kenny Werner, who subsequently spent a month in 2014 as artist-in-residence at the Monash University School of Music. Robert Burke plays tenor sax, and the rhythm section are Johannes Weidemuller on bass and Richie Barchet on drums. This is a piece called Valse.
Thank you.
that was a piece called Valse from saxophonist Robert Burke's album Do True. You've been listening to Jazz Made in Australia, produced for the Community Radio Network and recorded in the Sydney studios of Eastside Radio. Jazz Made in Australia is produced and presented by me, Philip James. My final selection today is a live recording made by Hannah James and her trio at the Sound Lounge in Sydney in May 2014. Hannah James plays bass, Casey Golden piano, and Ed Rodriguez drums on this piece called Hello Pinocchio. Thanks for listening to Jazz, and I'll see you next time on Jazz Made in Australia.